Consumers are shopping early for deals this holiday season. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIE3 at checkout.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
About the cost of food, I'm seeing the cost of eggs shoot up, chicken, gasoline, coming now with the winter, the heating.
You name it!
I mean, these are all concerns that hit very directly to people.
All of us are concerned about these rising costs, and all of us knew. Anytime you put more money into the economy, prices tend to rise.
More money, more problems.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The wokers, they have turned our president into a caricature of this nice elderly gentleman, maybe on a day pass from the nursing home, saying, well,
an old man, I'm confused.
Prices are rising because the economy is so good and my policies are so good.
Oh, yeah. You know, my age, the mind starts playing tricks.
We don't have to take my word for it.
And I want you to enjoy the rest of your session.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The number, if you'd like to give us a call, call the chump line. Anything you want to do with the show, call 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line, incidentally. And right now, we're joined in the studio in Boston by Mark Krikorian. He is the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS. And we talk to members of the Center for Immigration Studies all the time about the disaster that's been unfolding on the southern border. And not great news on the northern border, but it's mainly the southern border these days. And so Mark is in town. He's a native of the Boston area, and we're going to talk to him for a couple of segments. 844-500-4242, and we'll take some questions for Mark if you have anything you'd like to know. Mark, thanks for being with us here. What do we need to know immediately as we're 18 days away from the midterm elections? And I was just reading some of your recent filings at CIS.org. And I see that the government has been slow walking the release of the annual data on the number of illegal aliens crossing the southern border. Have they released those numbers yet, or are they going to wait till after the election?
I think they're going to wait till after the election. The fiscal year, the way the government works, I have no idea why this is the case. But it ends September 30th. So basically 2022 ends September 30th. But so what they haven't released is the September border numbers. And so the number of illegal alien arrests at the border, the southern border, so far, without counting September, is like 1.95 million, something like that. Almost 2 million, but not quite.
Is it a record yet, just 11 months?
It was a record in about 9 months, actually. Yeah, so they've blown past the record, which was last year. And what's going to happen when they release the September numbers is, for sure, it's going to be over 2 million. And that's the story I think they don't want in the media. And so, I mean, you know, look, this is speculation, but considering their behavior, I think it's informed speculation that they're going to hold off on those numbers for several more weeks, and then say, well, here we are, here's the numbers, it's terrible, but the effect on, electoral effect.
Yeah, they don't want the headlines.
Yes, exactly.
You know, even though the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, they wouldn't run the headlines anyway, but people would see them elsewhere. They might see them on their on the internet or somewhere. It's just like if they had a way of doing it, They would like to hold off on the Federal Reserve raising the prime interest rate by 75 basis points a few days before the election, and, you know, less than 2 weeks away. They'd like to do that, but they don't have control. They do have control over these immigration numbers.
Absolutely. And this is a reason, for instance, that ICE, which deals not with the border stuff but with illegal immigrants inside the country, never even released a report, a full report, for last year's data, and because it would show a dramatic decrease in deportations, including a decrease in deportations of even criminals. So their storyline was, look, we're going to not go after the dishwashers so we can focus all our effort on the criminals. Well, they're deporting fewer criminals as well as everybody else.
No one believed it anyway.
What's that?
You know, no one believed it anyway when they said that.
Yeah, well, that's. I think probably some people did believe it. Look, I mean, we do this for a living. We read about this stuff, follow stuff. Most people have regular lives, regular jobs, and, you know, I think probably a lot of people did fall for it.
Now, so, but people see what's going on. This thing in New York with Randall's Island, I think this is even a bigger story than the Martha's Vineyard release. Because it's in New York City, the media capital of America. You know, it's again, the mainstream media has given it a good leaving alone, but it's on Fox News every moment of every day. It seems like they're doing these guided tours of these palatial tents that they've set up, and it's all men. It's all single men. There are no young mothers. There are no little kids. It's just young men. And it's driving home just how crazy this thing is. And, you know, the people in New York City who are overwhelmingly Democrat and poor, they're treating these illegal aliens better than they're treating me. And then you have throw in NIMBYism too, because AOC didn't want them in a park in her district. I mean, it's this Randall's Island thing. This is just the disaster of the Biden administration's immigration policy in a nutshell, isn't it, Mark?
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of like a perfect storm. In other words, you've got, first of all, you've got what amounts to illegal alien privilege, where they get
right.
You know, treated.
Good way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I assume there's American homeless people who are probably saying, you know, what are we, chopped liver?
I think that's exactly what they're saying in in some of these stories, you know, bum in the street stories in the New York Post.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, the NIMBY thing is interesting because, you know, NIMBY means not in my backyard. But now what it means is no illegals in my backyard. And this is clearly the kind of thing we saw in Martha's Vineyard. You know, those people were there 36 hours and then the army came and took them away. And, you know, in New York, they're declaring emergencies, and in Chicago and what have you. And they're, you know, they're getting like a half day's worth of illegal immigration on the border, and they're just crying bloody murder. Imagine what it's like in El Paso and McAllen and Yuma, Arizona.
Right. And El Paso is a Democrat city, a Hispanic American predominantly city. And they're shipping the buses up just like the Republican governors in Arizona and Texas. I mean, this is a bipartisan thing, and the Democrats are facing disaster in these border congressional districts in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas.
Yeah,
because people are just fed. People are fed, predominantly Mexican Americans who are legal citizens who work for a living. They're angry about what's being done here.
Absolutely. I mean, there's three Mexican-American Republican women as candidates in three congressional districts down in South Texas. And I've met two of them. And, you know, the people there are ticked off, and they have been voting Democrat forever. They've essentially been voting for FDR for 100 years. But, you know, FDR and JFK aren't around anymore. And one... you know, they were able to kind of put that off and ignore it. They kept voting Democrat. But now, when the border's fallen apart, people are, you know, just being dumped by the Border Patrol in their own streets and neighborhoods. And you've got the, you know, schools teaching this racial nonsense. You've got people telling them, we've got to castrate your little boys. A lot of people down there are like, this is enough. I mean, they're culturally conservative people. They've got NRA stickers on their pickup trucks. They're all veterans. They're normal Americans. There's nothing Mexican about the place. It's basically a regional culture. Everybody speaks Spanish, but it's kind of like Cajuns or something. You know what I mean? It's they're patriotic right. Americans who have been able to rationalize voting Democrat for years because it didn't really affect them, their lives. They continued normally. It's now hitting them directly. That's why you're seeing this big shift toward the GOP down there. And if Republicans have any sense, they'll exploit it.
If Republicans do take over Congress, which seems increasingly likely, what can they do starting in January? I mean, he's still got control through the executive branch of these agencies. What can Republicans do to stop this madness on the borders?
There's several things they can do. I mean, first of all, people need to be realistic because the executive branch is in charge of all of this stuff, and it's in Biden's hands. And it's Congress. There's a limit to what Congress can do to make Biden enforce the law. But there are things he can do. First of all, they have the power of the purse. In other words, they can withhold money and say, look, we're going to, if you don't do X, the DHS secretary doesn't get paid. Or, we will fund this if you make this change. There's stuff like that they can do. Biden can resist it. And, if they really go to the mattresses, you have like a government shutdown fight. Republicans always lose those, unfortunately. But there's, first of all, so that's the first thing. They can use money to try to pull some strings. The second thing they can do is have hearings where they actually subpoena people and get the information out about what's going on, and they kind of make the media cover it. And the third thing is sort of related to that, is they can impeach the Homeland Security Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas.
That's what I was thinking about. Yeah. How about impeaching the President of the United States? Because he has to take that same oath to faithfully execute, et cetera.
My concern with that is that's not going to work any more than it did when the Republicans impeached Clinton or when the Democrats impeached Trump. But if you impeach the DHS Secretary, they might be able to get the votes for that. And he really is a very unsympathetic figure. He's lied to Congress repeatedly. And so I think that would be one of the things they could do. I'm almost certain that's going to happen, actually, that part, because people really are ticked off enough. And he really is, like, if there's televised hearings, which there would be, and then it goes to the Senate, and there's a trial, and I don't think he would be removed from office because you'd need two-thirds in the Senate.
Right.
But just having all of that publicity that has to be covered, and the guy is so unsympathetic. He's so unappealing
Pompous.
On TV. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That it would be devastating for the Democrats. I think he might announce that he's spending more time with his family starting next month.
You mean like Dr. Fauci and
exactly.
the special presidential envoy for climate, John Kerry? That's my prediction. He's another one that there's going to be a lot more family time among members of the Brandon administration starting November 9th.
We're pro-family, so,
Aren't we all? Anyway, we're with Mark Krikorian. We're going to stay with him for another segment. He's the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Where can people go to read your organization's work, Mark?
We're online at cis.org. All our stuff is there, blog posts, you name it. And if you like snark and sarcasm, you can follow me on Twitter at Mark S., as in Stephen, Mark S. Krikorian.
All right, we'll be right back with Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies. From pumpkin spice to apple cider, fall is the tastiest time of the year. And HelloFresh makes it easy for me to savor all the season has to offer with mouthwatering recipes delivered right to my doorstep. Right now, I can treat myself to gourmet meals and pick up some cooking skills with their new limited-time Harvest Dinner Series, a collection of seasonal recipes with helpful video tutorials, which are easy to follow and fun to watch. Hosting has never been easier. Whether I'm hosting a small barbecue, celebrating Oktoberfest, or just gathering with the friends, Fall Flavors from HelloFresh Market has a rotating selection of fall-inspired brunch kits, dessert boards, and more available for a limited time this season. And I just got an email from Patrice from Arlington. She told you the other day she just got some kit for brown sugar bourbon pork chops last night. They came out perfect as usual, she says. Thank you, HelloFresh. The pork was so good. It was so easy to see where bacon comes from. The pork chops I had as a kid were more reminiscent of old shoes. Yeah, there's a lot of that. There was a lot of that going around back in the 60s and 70s, Patrice. The apple pan sauce, it was just an apple and the pan juices, but it came together amazingly well. I am very grateful to HelloFresh for reintroducing me to pork chops and for their excellent and easy sides and sauces. Continue to love HelloFresh. Everybody says that who subscribes to HelloFresh. Big news, HelloFresh is now offering vegan recipes made without animal products of any kind on the menu every week. Enjoy recipes like sweet chili tofu bowls or spicy coconut curry. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie65 and use code Howie65 for 65% off plus free shipping. That's code Howie65 for 65% off plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Howie65. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Forget the myths that the media's created about the White House. The truth is, these are not very bright guys.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
844-500-4242. With us for one more segment is Mark Krikorian. He's the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. He's a local guy from the Boston area, and he's in the studio in Needham. I'm down here in Florida. And, you know, Mark Krikorian, one of the texters just pointed out that I think at least two of those three women you were talking about running for Congress, one of them's already been elected. They're married to Border Patrol agents. I mean, these are people who understand intimately just how bad the problem is. They hear about it every day. They're worried about their husbands going to work and maybe being killed by one of these coyotes or cartel members or MS-13 gangbangers or a terrorist coming across the border.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Myra Flores is the one who's in Congress now, and her husband's a Border Patrol agent. She was elected in a special election, so she's got to stand for election again. And the district has changed from what it was when she ran earlier this year, so she's got an uphill fight. But frankly, things are breaking the right way, really, for Republican candidates all over. So she's got a real chance to win. And then there's two other districts, one of which is almost guaranteed that the woman's going to win. She came within a few thousand votes last time. Monica De La Cruz is her name. You're going to hear more from her. And then another one is Cassie Garcia, and we'll see.
She's running against Cuellar.
Yeah, she's running against Cuellar, who's the
one
only
of the more conservative
Democrat. I mean, by Democrat standards, yes, he's a conservative. So he's not quite as vulnerable as some of these other jokers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and President Trump, by the way, is going to hold a big rally tomorrow night in Texas, 8 o'clock Eastern time. You can watch it on Newsmax. I assume some of those women are going to be there in Texas because Governor Abbott doesn't really need him to come in. He doesn't have any problems. But, you know, they can flip some of these districts. It would be great. Tell us about what happened on Martha's Vineyard because, you know, a lot of these people were presented as Venezuelan, but we don't really know if they were Venezuelan, do we? Because a lot of these illegals are just dumping their IDs at the border, aren't they, so they can claim quote-unquote asylum. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, I can't say whether those particular people were telling the truth or not. And there are, in fact, a lot of Venezuelans coming over. But you're right that what a lot of these people are doing is throwing out the IDs they already have on the Mexican side before they cross the border. And for Venezuelans, even if they're real Venezuelans, a lot of them almost certainly had some kind of asylum or status in Colombia or Peru. Nearby countries, that's where all the Venezuelans went. The reason they're coming here now is not because things changed in Venezuela. It's because, you know, the president has basically invited illegal aliens. And so they're trading up. If you're in Colombia, you know, I mean, it's they're not being persecuted.
Right.
It's not a communist country, but obviously be better to be washing dishes in Miami than in Colombia.
Or not washing dishes.
Well, there is that,
just
too.
Just living on welfare,
that's,
you know? I mean, how about all the Haitians? A lot of these Haitians were living in South America.
Almost all of them were, in fact. all there are very, very few Haitians, if any, across the Mexican border who were coming from Haiti. They were all living in Brazil and in Chile for the most part, and had been there for years and years. Some of them had kids born there, and the kids had Brazilian passports. Our guys have found these documents, collected them up.
But everything free in America.
Yep, exactly.
Mark Krikorian, Executive Director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Great having you on. We'll have you on again very shortly. Where can people go again to read your organization's works?
CIS.org and on Twitter, Mark S. Krikorian.
Thank you, Mark Krikorian. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com, NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who most deserves jail time for being in contempt of Congress? Steve Bannon, Eric Holder, or Lois Lerner?
Eric Holder.
71% say Eric Holder, 28% for Lois Lerner, 1% say Steve Bannon.
1%. Yeah, he gave him the fish eye look. So, you know, throw him in jail for 4 months. Yeah. 508 says, who says we can't impeach Biden? If the beating is really bad in the midterms, it might send a message to the other morons. They won't vote nay and more. Yeah. The problem is, to get rid of the guy, to get rid of any of these guys, you need a two-thirds vote in the Senate. So it's 50-50. So even if you get rid of, even if you win all the seats, you know, and you get rid of Murray in Washington, much of a long shot as it seems, Schumer in New York or Blumenthal in Connecticut. And if our friend Gerald Malloy wins in Vermont, you're still not near 66. And, you know, you're not going to get any Democrats. Can you imagine a Democrat flipping over to get rid of Brandon? The mainstream media's collective head would explode. It's just not going to happen. I don't know. You got to do the winnable shots. I wouldn't mind. I think he may be right to go after Mayorkas. My own favorite option would be Christopher Wray. You know, but that's the way I feel about the FBI for many reasons. But he may be right that Mayorkas may be the way to go, because then you can outline exactly the chaos that's happened. 844-500-4242. We're just talking about President Trump going down to Texas tomorrow, and it's going to be on Newsmax at 8 o'clock. The speech starts at 8 o'clock Eastern time. And I said Abbott doesn't need his help. Well, there's a new poll out from the University of Texas today. Again, not a hotbed of Republican sentiment down there in Travis County, Austin, Texas. Abbott leads O'Rourke, 54-43. So I'm sure Abbott will be mentioned tomorrow night, but I think he'll be talking more about those three Hispanic American Republican women, two of whom are married to Border Patrol agents. And there's a lot of other people that he'll be pushing in Texas. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Howie, it's your MAGA Force Commander reporting from New York. How you doing today?
Very good. The market was up today a little bit, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I was going to let you know, I give you the race, the good news and bad news. The good news is it looks like it's going to continue for the next few weeks for two reasons. One, companies report their earnings, as you know, and they buy stock back all the time.
Right.
But right before they report their earnings, there's a window 2 weeks before where they can't buy it back. So after the news sort of gets out, they're allowed to buy it back. And there's also a buyback tax, as you're aware, going on next year, starting next year.
Yes.
So you're likely to see companies that might have planned to do some more in the first quarter accelerate it. Plus, you know, you have to suspect that, the government is, they do have this thing called the plunge protection team. I never believed it, but more and more, I mean, they manipulate every market. So I would not be surprised if they're not doing it directly.
Why would you not believe it? I mean, you've seen it. You've seen all these weird manipulations of the, or appear to be manipulations of the market over the last decade or so.
Yeah, no, I think they're doing it. So I would say, you know, the good news is for people in your audience, you may see, you know, this rally continue for actually the next few weeks, which is good. The bad news is I sent something up to Matt today. They're rationing heating oil in Connecticut already. So this is really, I thought it was going to get bad, but there's no supply of heating oil, and they don't want to store it because it sells for a lower price in the future. So they're all over trying to do it. I know a couple of my friends are traders, and they've been getting calls from D.C. about what they can do about it. But that could be a real situation.
I was on VOM this morning, The Voice of Maine, doing my Friday weekly hit, and the callers were and the texters were going crazy, some of them calling from fuel oil dealerships, and they were watching the prices go up in real time. This was at 7:30 in the morning. The prices were jumping 10, 15 cents every 10 or 15 minutes. It was insane. And I don't know. I don't know how the Democrats are going to win these contested seats in places like Connecticut, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont. I mean, Massachusetts is it's a lost cause this year.
Right.
But you know, the rest of the states, people can't afford to pay these prices. The heating or eating, that should be the slogan of Republican candidates.
It's a simple message, and you wish you could go for it. And just one, you know, local note, Schumer's ads have been all over, so he must be in trouble. I haven't seen an ad for him for probably 10 years, but every day we're getting bombarded with ads from Schumer. So I think they must have some polling numbers that say the Democrats here in New York are in trouble.
I saw one story said that they might lose seven House seats. Seven. Right. And that and Schumer has been elected with 71% the last two times he was elected, and he's now sitting at 54%. He's running against a black guy, a black host from Newsmax, a guy named Joe Pinion. And Joe Pinion, he's got no money, apparently. He's at 42%. And the guy who's running against Letitia James, the attorney general, I mean, he's got no money, and he's apparently ahead.
Yeah, well, the, like you said, the Republicans' ad should be simple. $6 heating oil if you can get it, and 8% mortgage rates. You got the picture.
Yeah. Heating or eating, that sums it up, I think. All right. Well, listen, why don't you tell people the connection between Ukraine and the cost of electricity with the liquefied natural gas?
In New England, you have two problems. In New England, first of all, the natural gas is down a lot. It's $5. But in order to get it in New England, there's no pipeline. So they have to ship it on ships. And the ships are not allowed to be, they only can be U.S. carriers. So there's a limit of U.S. carriers. So what happens in New England in particular is the liquefied natural gas isn't coming from Texas. It's coming from overseas. And they have to, in New England right now, you're paying $30 an MCF, they call it, for natural gas. And natural gas in Texas is down to $5 today. So if you had the pipelines, you would be paying $5 instead of $30. And natural gas makes up 30 or 40% of the energy it's used to produce electricity. So it's because they can't use the ships and there's no pipelines. And if you had the pipelines, your electricity would be nowhere near as high as it is now. It would be a lot less, actually.
And a lot of the pipeline problem is Cuomo in New York. I mean, there's the New England politicians, Democrats are involved, but Cuomo stopped a lot of that. And now Cuomo is on the sidelines, and I think it's safe to say he's rooting against Hochul. I mean, he's kind of laughing up his sleeve, you know. They got me, now I'm going to get them.
Yeah, I'm sure he would. I'm sure he'd like to run as an independent or something like that, just to break these guys up the way he is. The other thing is, you forgot Wolf in Pennsylvania has also stopped a lot of the pipelines as well. So it's really unfortunate. But as you've been telling people, these are self-inflicted wounds, and it's unfortunate, but it is what it is.
Right. It's not like 73, 74 with the Six-Day War or the or the mullahs overthrowing the Shah in 79. This is totally different. This is the Democrats overthrowing American prosperity at home. It's horrible.
Maybe
nobody ever thought this would happen.
Keller's grill to stay warm.
Yeah, I know. I got this story here that I'm gonna show it to Paul LePage when he's on at 6 o'clock. It's from the Lewiston Sun Journal, and it's about a guy named Aaron Ramo, and he's been stocking up on heating oil in 5 gallon increments over the summer as costs crept upward. He filled a container with heating oil as he could afford it. This is in Jay, Maine, usually on paydays, and used the heating assistance program to top off his 275-gallon oil tank with the arrival of colder weather. His family is trying to avoid being forced into a difficult decision, choosing between food or heating their home. "It's a hard one," he said. "What are you going to choose for food, or what amount of fuel oil are you going to choose to stay warm?" This is all on the Democrats. All of it. Every last bit. 844-500-4242. When we come back, we're going to play some Biden cuts for you. And we got a lot of them today. He was back at his alma mater, Delaware State. You know, he was the first white student at Delaware State. Did you know that? Yeah. That's when he wasn't playing Division I football at the University of Delaware.
I'm a big supporter of HBCUs, as long as you understand that I got started at Delaware State University, okay? I don't want anything negative about Delaware State.
That's after he was Jewish, and after he was Puerto Rican, he became the first white student at Delaware State, when he wasn't a white student playing at the University of Delaware, because he didn't want to go to the Naval Academy and have to compete against Roger Staubach and Joe Bellino, who, by the way, Joe Bellino graduated when Brandon was about 16 years old, so I don't think they would have been competing very much. But, hey, that's Brandon, right? All right. Omaha steaks are the best, especially here in the fall. You could do all the grilling. You can have the hearty steaks, any kind of steaks you want. It's fantastic. From tailgate parties to busy weeknights, the flavor experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to savor all the flavors of fall. With their mouthwatering assortments of perfectly aged steaks, ultra-juicy burgers, and easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. And unlike their competitors, Omaha Steaks meats are American-raised. Right now, take advantage of 50% off site-wide by shopping their semi-annual sale. The sale only happens twice a year, and it's on now for 50% off delicious customer favorites. And when you use promo code Howie at checkout, take an additional 30% off your order. So that's more than 50% off. Minimum order may be required for discount. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter Howie at checkout, and stock up on fall flavor today. Omaha Steak is perfect for those chilly and busy fall nights with entrees ready before the kids can say, "What's for dinner?" Pork chops, chicken breasts, salmon fillets, the best hot dogs you'll ever have, bacon-wrapped filet mignon. And you can go and get the specialty steaks like you get at the steakhouses. Flank steaks, skirt steaks, hanger steaks, all the great stuff that you don't want to have to wait for it at the butcher at your local supermarket. It's all great, and this is a fantastic time to buy because it's 50% off and you get the $30 extra on the 50%. Don't forget to use the promo code Howie at checkout to score an extra 30% off your order. And don't forget those caramelized apple tarts. Just put them in the microwave, and 30 seconds later, they're superb. Everything at Omaha Steak is great, and it's all made right here in the USA. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. That's omahasteaks.com, code Howie at checkout. Minimum order may be required. I'm Howie Carr.
He hasn't quite reached the get off my lawn status, but he's getting pretty close.
You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial 7 digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. He's always polite to his callers.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Howie Carr is back.
It's music to my ears that Schumer's having to run ads to hold off this underfunded black guy. Vote for Pinion. I hope that's how he pronounces it, P-I-N-I-O-N. 781 says, next time someone says their gasoline or the heating oil or electricity is expensive, ask them who they voted for in 2020. I asked that to George Hale today, the host on WVOM. He's 90 years old. He said, you've asked me that before. I don't have to answer that. This isn't Nazi Germany. So this Nazi motif, you know. If you ask people who they vote for, if you're concerned about inflation, you're a Nazi. I told him who I voted for. The guy who had a 1.4% inflation rate, $2 a gallon gasoline, a secure border, crime under control. That was my guy. I think we know who their guy was. 844-500-4242. Let's have, this is Biden. We've got some cuts both from the White House today, and then he went to Delaware State, you know, where he was the first white student. He was the first white Jewish Puerto Rican Division I football playing, because they're not in Division I, but he was a Division I football player there. You know, and he's the first guy in his family to go to college, even though his grandfather, Ambrose Finnegan, was an All-American at Santa Clara. But he was the first guy in college. I'm just quoting from his own curriculum vitae, as they say, CV, resume. Okay, this is cut 35.
I am so sick and tired of trickle-down economics. I had it up to here.
I am so sick and tired of trickle-down economics. Trickle-down. Cut 24.
My team at the White House posted a video of this, folks, online. You should check it out.
Taylor, do you ever check out Vizios online?
I'm looking at one. We've got a Vizio in the studio. It's a brand name on a TV. Kind of a lousy TV, but hey, it works.
And then he brings up the, you know, the Inflation Reduction Act. It has nothing to do with, it's the Inflation, Increase Act. And the Affordable Care Act is the Unaffordable Care Act. But he's still talking about the Unaffordable Care Act. This was at the White House earlier before he went to Delaware State. Cut 8.
And of course, they're still determined to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
They're still determined to repeal. Isn't that what Tara Reid accused you of doing to her? She refeeling and then refeeling her? Okay, cut 4.
On my watch, things have been different. The deficit's come down both years that I've been in office. And I just signed legislation that's going to reduce it even more in the decades to come.
He's going to reduce the deficit, and you can hear about it on the Vizios that the White House puts out attacking trickle-down economics. Yikes. Cut 9.
And they're doing everything they can to get gas prices. We're doing everything we can to keep gas prices down. The Republicans are against it all.
He got it right the first time. Even though he's incapable of reading it, his mind is so far gone, he got it right. They're doing everything they can. You're doing everything you can to get the prices higher. Because they couldn't have gotten this high unless you were working at it, for goodness sake. Cut 2.
Today, my administration announced that this year, the deficit fell by $1.4 trillion. The largest one-year drop in American history. $1.4 trillion decline in the deficit. Let me repeat that. The largest ever decline in the federal deficit.
The largest, you first said it was the largest ever drop It was the largest, let me repeat that. It was the largest JOP. That's what he said. It's a lie, of course.
And we did it while cutting the deficit in half this year. In half.
Hell of a JOP, Brandon. Hell of a JOP. I'm Howie Carr.